Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Well, today you've got me. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, Kimberly will be on the air. She has four contractors coming to the house today and a painter and designer for her kitchen. And I know she's going to have so much fun. Oh, when we did my kitchen in Greeley, I had so much fun designing and doing the right colors and getting everything ready. So I'm glad that she is going through this time. Not the all the noise and the sawing and the all the sawdust, but I am glad that she's getting a brand new kitchen. After 28 years, I think it's great. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? The snowstorm last weekend, I was looking out of a window on the north side of the house, and I have a tree. It's a tree from Lebanon. What is the name of it? Anyway, in that tree, it's almost like a pine tree. And inside that little tree were little birds, and they were just hopping around on the branches while this full-blown snowstorm was going on the outside. And I thought, wow, Lord, how do they find time and places during these storms where they can get out of, but they're holed up in little trees like my tree on the north side of the house. So look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in the barns. They just have a marvelous time, whether it's snowing or whether it's hot, really hot or cold. They have a great time. I'm so grateful to the Lord. If he actually looks at each little bird that flies through the air, don't you think that you're more valuable than they are? Yes, you are. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And thank you so much for your giving to Call to Freedom. Every time that I walk into that office room and I give the donation for that month in the thousands to Crawford Broadcasting Media, or Crawford Media, I think it's called now, I realize how thankful I am that you are a generous and wonderful giver. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to give online, you can go to freedomstreet.org and just click on that donation button, that donate button, and give that way. And we have more and more people joining online. So thank you so much. Although I just really appreciate your notes from the mail. I read them all the time. When I get an envelope from the post office, the first thing I look at is if you have your insert card in there and if you've written anything on the insert card, because I love hearing from you. It's a blessing for me. It makes my day. Our memory verse for this week is Deuteronomy 33, verse 26 and 27. This is from the New American Standard. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help and through the skies in his majesty. Do you hear that? He rides the heavens to your help. The eternal God is our refuge, our dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove our enemy from before you. Praise the Lord. And in the Living Translation, Deuteronomy 33, 26 and 27. There is no one like the God of Israel. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. The everlasting God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. I love that. His arms are under you, my friend. He drives out the enemy before you. He cries out, destroy them. And he is destroying every bit of doubt and fear of those listening to Call to Freedom today. He's driving out the doubt and fear and unbelief. that has kept you from really believing that He is God and He's going to bring an answer to your request. God bless you for believing in Him, believing in the God of Jeshurun. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I boldly confess that it is no longer I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. You'll find that in Galatians 2:20 that Rick is quoting. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave His life for me. I am His temple. I am His instrument. I refuse to allow the old flesh nature to dominate me. No more. I willfully surrender my mind, my thoughts, my emotions. That's a hard one, my emotions, but I'm getting there. You know what Darren used to say, feelings and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. Well, my feelings, I'm wanting them to be controlled by my spirit. Praise God. So I will surrender my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, and my flesh to the sanctifying power of Holy Spirit who is in me. As I yield to Him, He purifies me and makes me a worthy vessel for the work of God's kingdom. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, how can we not love a God who sacrificed everything for us, loved us so much that He chose to come in human flesh? And John 1:14 describes it so beautifully. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld Him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And friend, if you believe in Jesus Christ today, His grace and truth are surrounding you. You're not going to believe any lies or deception any longer. After I watched what was going on across the United States last night, and especially at Columbia University, and I believe there's a college in the city of New York City that was also just, they were running wild. I realized that we are truly in the last days. Young minds are being radicalized before our eyes. These are minds of the next generation, those who are supposed to lead and guide this country. And this has been going on right under our noses for many years. And the leaders of our country have been too lazy, involved in arguing about who is too liberal and who is too conservative, to even notice what is going on. Islam has invaded our campuses, and radical professors have taught our children how to hate and spit at our democratic way of life. So they say, let's just follow the leader. And they are. They're like a bunch of robots just following the leader. Whatever it says on social media, that's what we're going to do. I saw also some beautiful young men and women. Oh, it's so good. Who took down the Palestinian flag from their campus, the University of North Carolina, and put up the American flag while singing the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, it was so wonderful to hear all these great men and women, and especially the men. Oh, I love guys anyway, but oh, to see them do that, it was just a wonderful scene. And last night I heard Mayor Adams' speech from New York City. And it may be the best thing we've heard from that man. He was congratulating the New York Police Department, who went in, dozens upon dozens went into that building that was occupied by the radical rioters. And he was complimenting them and congratulating them for their role in quieting the campus and taking down the Palestinian flag and putting the U.S. flag back on the pole. And he said, we cannot have another country's flag flying in these United States of America. This is despicable. What he said in error was Palestine is not a country. They put up the Palestinian flag, but Palestine is not a country, folks. And this is an enemy of God who's trying to take over. If you haven't realized by now, this is a war between God and the enemy of our souls, Satan. And that's the way it is. It's always been from the time in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell to this point right now in history. And we're going to see a terrific victory one of these days. Praise the Lord. And I believe that we're going to see in these last days an increase in intensity and frequency of things going on. It's like Darren said so many times, we're going to see a collapsing the time of healing, or even collapsing the time of learning, of knowledge, and then multiplying the anointing on behalf of those who are reading the Word of God. I want to read to you what Paul is describing as the last days in 2 Timothy 3. And this is from the Message translation. And I have gone to this scripture before because we've been in the last days for a while. I believe since Israel became a state in May of 1948, this has been the last generation. And we're going to see so much more. Hold on. Hold on. God is going to do some wonderful works. He really is. And here it says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, don't be naive. Be aware of what is going on in this world. There are difficult times ahead. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, self-centered lovers of themselves. What do you think of all these selfies that are going around? I mean, people taking selfies, falling off of cliffs and dying, taking selfies. And then the memes, it's all about me, 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 me. So we see that right now, lovers of themselves. Money hungry, they'll do anything for money. And I'm sure that these students that were barricading themselves in this building were receiving thousands of dollars from someone here. They say the Rockefellers and Soros, but from someone, they're receiving thousands of dollars to do what they're doing. Money hungry, self-promoting, stuck up, profane, contemptuous. That is, they don't care about anybody else than themselves. And even as they were barricaded in this building last night, they were telling the people outside, we want pizza. I just can't believe this. We want pizza. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get you pizza. Oh, profane, contemptuous of parents. They are disrespecting everything. Maybe it's the parents that have not taught them. For the last couple, three generations, we've had parents that really couldn't care less. Crude, coarse, dog-eat-dog, unbending, slanderers, impulsively wild, and this is from the Message translation of 2 Timothy 3, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated, windbags, addicted to lust. TikTok, for instance. Oh, you can't ban TikTok. We're on there all day long. And allergic to God. And I ask you, where are the parents when all this is going on? I mean, who is paying for these radical students to go to college? Or, as some believe, who is infiltrating our campuses and causing these uprisings? And why can't people see that January 6th, 2021 was infiltrated by dozens of left-wing instigators to ruin the last days of the Trump administration? They infiltrated. The truth will come out, my friends. You watch. You will see God's power and glory on this earth because he promised that all the earth will be filled with his glory. Hallelujah. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set people free. It is the truth from the very mind of God that will bring freedom to this world. Going on with 2 Timothy 3, and I'm reading from the Message, verse 5. They'll make a show of religion, but behind the scenes, they're animals. Stay clear of these people. They are the kind of people who smooth talk themselves into the homes of unstable and needy women and take advantage of them. Women who, depressed by their sinfulness, take up every new religious fad that calls itself truth. Oh, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you hear the latest? I mean, the gossip going on. They and texting, of course, and they get exploited every time and never really learn. Why is Paul singling out women here? Because as a woman, I realize women are gullible and they believe every little thing they hear without looking to the truth. And as we realize in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, that the spiritual person investigates, looks into, inquires, examines. I mean, he really does the stuff that needs to be done. They're gullible. They believe every little thing. Look at the crowds of students causing the uproar on the campuses around the country. Look at them. Look at the majority of people in these protesting groups. The great majority of the loudest were women, are women, screaming and yelling and trying to disrupt normalcy. And these men and women in this day and age are like those old Egyptian frauds, Jannes and Jambres, who challenged Moses. They were rejects from the faith, twisted in their thinking, defying truth itself. Now, Paul is mentioning these two names, they were two of Pharaoh's magicians who did show flashy signs before Moses and Aaron. And Paul brought them up here in 2 Timothy because he knew through scholars like Gamaliel and others in his day that these magicians were farces and got their power from the dark side. These two men were sons of Balaam, but yet teachers of people who would listen to them, Close your ears to deception, my friends. Close your ears to those things that just don't sound right. And then they died. These two died with the Egyptians in the army, in the Egyptian army in the Red Sea. In verse 9 of 2 Timothy 3, it says, "But nothing will come of these latest imposters. They will not get away with this for long. Everyone will see through them, just as people saw through that Egyptian hoax." And it's really interesting because, but I see even the left, even people like Mayor Adams in New York City, and the governor, and some of these people, Fetterman, I mean, he is slowly but surely realizing that some of the things from the conservative point of view aren't too bad. So I'm seeing kind of a common, can you believe it? A coming together of some of these issues. Wow. I think God is so good. He is just so wonderful because he knows exactly what's going on here, and he's promoting a lot of it. Paul says to Timothy here in the 10th verse of 2 Timothy 3, "You've been a good apprentice to me, a part of my teaching, my manner of life, direction, faith, steadiness, love, patience, troubles, suffering along with me in all the grief I had to put up with in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And you also well know that God rescued me. Anyone who wants to live all out for Christ is in for a lot of trouble. They will suffer persecution. There's no getting around it. Unscrupulous con artists, evil people, and imposters will flourish and continue to exploit the faith. They're as deceived as the people they lead astray and deceive." Yep, the people that are supporting and providing all the funds for all these campus riots, they're deceived also, and they are going to be deceived and destroyed in the end if they don't return, if they don't turn to Jesus. And that's all the politicians and educators in the liberal universities. As long as they are out there, things can only get worse. But don't let it faze you. Remain faithful to the godly things you have been taught. Stick with it, what you have learned and believed, sure of the integrity of your teachers. Listen to Christian teachers who are risking being aligned for the gospel. There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through the faith in Christ Jesus. Every part, all of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another. Now, some Scripture, of course, is taken out of context. But for the most part, when you speak Scripture, it will not return void or empty. Showing us the truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us. And the ending of 2 Timothy is so much better than the beginning of 2 Timothy. And I'm so grateful because God has an ending for us that surpasses anything we can imagine, folks, anything we can imagine. And 1 Thessalonians 4 says, "And then this will happen. We can tell you with complete confidence, we have the Master's word on it, that when the Master comes again to get us, those of us who are still alive will not get a jump on the dead and leave them behind. Oh no. In actual fact, they'll be ahead of us. The graves are going to open and the dead in Christ will rise. Our Master Jesus himself will give the command. Archangel thunder, God's trumpet blast. He'll come down from heaven and the dead in Christ will rise. They'll go first. Then the rest of us who are still alive at the time will be caught up with them into the clouds to meet the Master. We will be one with him forever. Oh, we'll be walking on air. And then there will be one huge family reunion with our Master Jesus. So reassure one another with these words. Oh, with these words of comfort. And I pray that every day as you hear Call to Freedom, that we will bring you words of comfort and encouragement and challenging you to stand firm in everything that you do. Let's listen to Matt Maher.
my heart.
Oh, amen. Right here in my heart, Lord. Right here in my heart. Change me. Change my heart, O Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in my heart as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us not to ask for anything more. And forgive us our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, O Father, but deliver us from evil, that evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Oh, amen, amen. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 28, Paul is saying, so be joyful, my friends. And he really had persecution in Thessalonica. He truly did, but he came out, smelling like roses. So be joyful, my friends. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle or grieve Holy Spirit, our guide and comforter. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Test it again, like I just said a few minutes ago. Go to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14 and 15, and especially in the Amplified, the spiritual person looks into, examines, tests, inquires of God, questions. It's so important we do that before we make those decisions that are so vital for us on earth. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen. We don't do it. We do not do it. We don't have hardly anything to do with the days that are coming, my friend. We stay focused on Him. We stay pure and holy as we are given light to do, pure and holy. And God will make this happen, for He who calls you is faithful. Dear brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with Christian love. I command you in the name of the Lord to read this letter to all the brothers and sisters. And that's what I do every day on the radio here. I'm reading God's word to you because I believe that some of you don't get into the word like you should. So I am reading this word and the letter and what Paul wrote in the New Testament. Most of the New Testament was written by Paul, 2/3. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Oh, God is there to be our commander-in-chief, my friend. He is there to give us all that we need to come out victorious, to be there when Jesus Christ comes back, to stand tall and be there when He comes. Oh, and the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He sets His people on high where no enemy can reach them. And when the enemy comes in like a flood to destroy, the Lord lifts up a standard of truth and victory against him. That's the Lord's doing. We can pray and we can rebuke and we can bind, but it's God's doing it that's going to get rid of that enemy for us. When we submit to God and resist the devil, resist the enemy, he will flee. So remember that. God bless you and keep you. And Kimberly will be with me tomorrow, the Lord willing. And the last thing I want to say to you today, and always, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in